Hello and welcome to Unmuted Unmastered. I'm Will, and this is the 150th episode of our little podcast. We've got a very special episode for you today. I'm joined by James.
Hello.
And Elle.
Hiya.
As we've done for some of our anniversaries in the past, we've got something a little bit different for this week. Elle, do you want to explain what we're going to be doing?
Well, I have prepared a quiz for this very special episode. The quiz has three different rounds, each with five questions. And when I was creating it, I was like, oh, I think this is going to be really straightforward. And then I was reading it back and I was like, I actually don't think I'd get many of these questions right. So it's going to be a real test for James and Will as to whether there's a bit of kind of just general music knowledge from the year, but also some podcast specific knowledge. So if you've been an avid listener of our podcast this year, then, you know, you might be in with a chance of beating Will and James. So
I'm sure people will.
Yeah, they will, because I record this podcast and then immediately forget everything that I said straight away.
It was quite nice of me to like look back when I was trying to like write some of these questions, and I had fully forgotten like a lot of what we've talked about and everything. So I'm quite glad that I am the question asker, and I don't have to embarrass myself by having forgotten everything from the past 12 months. But it should be a bit of fun.
Right, let's do it. I'm going to beat James. I'm determined.
I'm sure you will. I don't have much faith in myself, to be honest.
Wow, you got so much confidence in me. How are we doing this? Are we shouting out? Is it a buzzer situation?
No, I had not thought that far ahead, and this is why I'll never be a quiz show host. Oh my god. I guess... Will, that actually terrified me.
James and I are using the Discord buzzers.
Okay, you can use the buzzers.
Sorry, listeners, you can't hear.
You can use the buzzers.
No, we can't use the Discord buzzers because it's not going to come through on...
Okay, well, you're going to have to make the sound of a buzzer.
That's my air horn noise.
Well, that was. I'm quite worried that you were able to make that sound. That didn't feel natural. But okay. Right. Well, on that slightly disconcerting note, we'll get started. So the first round is called Bandcamp Blurbs. Basically, I'm going to read a little excerpt from a Bandcamp description of an album that we reviewed this year, and you need to guess which album the Bandcamp description refers to. So,
you know, I think I've actually got a decent chance at this.
I do think this is the thing. I was like, I think, Will, you'll probably have a better shot at this because you would read the Bandcamp description. So I don't know if you're like, the words will still be in your brain somewhere. Not to say that James doesn't listen to you, but...
But you know, James doesn't listen. But...
Well.
But, you know, we'll find out. Okay, question one. This album spotlighted increasingly relevant subject matter, with Bandcamp describing it as an album about climate change in 12 suites, representing the 12 months of the year and the inherent healing cycle of nature.
I think we'll get it first.
Will, you did get it first. It was slightly obnoxious, your buzzer, but I'll allow it.
Well, I had to buzz. It's Complete Mountain Almanac, self-titled album, isn't it?
It is. I wanted to start you off gentle, and I thought that was quite a nice one. But it is,
I was going to say
Jeff
Rosenstock first, but then you talked about the 12.
The 12, yeah, I did consider actually cropping that bit out of the 12, and then I was like, that's too mean. I'm not trying to, you know, destroy them yet. But yes, it was in fact Complete Mountain Almanac's self-titled, which was cracking actually. Re-listened to that recently, still a banger, recommend. Okay, question two. Bandcamp revealed that one of the recording sessions for this album, quote, upset a yoga class.
Is that all we get?
No, there is a second bit, but I wanted to see if either of you could jump in really quickly, but I was like, I sincerely doubt it. But no, other recording locations included, quote, a field of Swiss cows and a cave in the West Country.
Oh, I know this.
Okay, Will.
It's Mandy, Indiana, I've seen away.
It is indeed. It is.
I would never have gotten that.
The upset a yoga class.
No, I remember the yoga class thing now that I know which one it is.
It's like, it's a yoga class above like where they were recording. There's also other... What I will say is that Bandcamp description is one of my favourites from the year. It also talks about kind of screaming in a Bristol car park or something. Or no, a Bristol shopping centre. It's great. It's really beautifully written and completely bizarre. But yes, well done, Will. James, I'm in love with you. You got to pick it up.
Hey, I knew the first one. I just didn't. I wasn't quick enough.
Maybe you'll get like future rounds. Okay, question three. In a quote that, in my opinion, could have been plucked from Tumblr poetry circa 2013, Bandcamp introduced this album by saying, "The car windows are down, the air is warm, and the possibilities are boundless."
I could have a guess, but I'm not.
I feel like this is going to be one that you're going to have to guess because it's...
Oh, is it just more of the same?
Well, the quote is pretty much just that kind of thing where you're like, what?
Should we both have a guess and then...
You're going to have to...
Reveal.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's Jesse Lanza, Love Hallucination.
I don't know. I'll go for Sophia Cortesis.
No, because that one was all about her mum.
That was about her mum and also that neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
James, I'll let you have one more guess. Because
it's fine.
No, because Will used an obnoxious buzzer and that annoyed me.
I have no idea. Kate Envy.
No, it was in fact Cutworms.
Oh.
So maybe if you go back and re-listen, you'll feel the sensation of the car windows being down, warm air, boundless possibilities. You know. I mean, I can't say those were, like, my immediate thoughts upon listening to that album, but maybe I just need to, like, get into the right headspace. But, you know, that's how Bandcamp felt, so who am I to disagree? Question four. This is... I'll be really impressed if either of you get this. I just wanted to read it out, because this is just one sentence of, like, the description. But the whole description reads like this, and it is just... It's like a piece of prose poetry. So, Bandcamp said this album is, quote, about riding a bike down a suburban stretch in Greensboro while listening to My Bloody Valentine for the first time on an iPod Nano.
Well, I know this.
Do you want me to give James a shot or are you going to jump in?
No, he can go ahead. I'm not quite sure yet. I think
it's Rats or God by Wednesday.
It is. I'm really impressed that you've managed to get that, Will. But it's a fantastic description.
I remember us talking about the iPod Nano. Yeah. And, yeah, all of that.
Vultures.
The iPod Nano is honestly a piece of music history that I don't think gets enough credit for its significance on music culture. But that's a whole other, you know, that's a thing for another day. But yes, well done, Will. Okay, question five. Last question for this round. And then we move to a different kind of round. So James, you know, there might be hope.
I can get one, surely. I can get one.
Okay. Bandcamp reflected on this album's name when describing it as vast and strange, alive with endless possible interpretations of its inner mysteries.
They're talking about the name of the album there.
Yeah, so...
Is that what you're saying?
The name of the album and the album itself.
I think I know it.
But yeah. Do you want to give it a go?
Quack.
James, buzzed in.
Is it Military Guns, Life Under the Gun? I feel like there's like the metaphor of Life Under the Gun was mentioned in the Bandcamp thing.
I'm afraid that is not the correct answer. Will, do you want to have a guess?
I'm not sure, but I want to have a guess that it's Wow by Kate NV.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect. So when describing this album, the emphasis, basically the quote talks about the name within this sentence, so I just took that out. But the emphasis really is on vast and strange.
It's O Monolith, isn't it?
It is. It's O Monolith by Squid. Unfortunately, Will, I will not give you that point because you buzzed in late. But, you know, I suppose you get kind of, I guess, pride points for getting it. But yes, it was O Monolith by Squid. What I will say is, writing that round, I just want to give a shout out to the people on Bandcamp who write these descriptions, because it's very entertaining reading through them all. And some of them are really lovely pieces of art. So thank you to all of those people who are definitely going to be listening to this as well. Okay. Round two. Wow. That was stunning.
James just used the round of applause. Discord reaction for people who have no context.
For literally anyone listening to this who just doesn't understand what we're experiencing in real time. Okay, so round two. This round is called clickbait quotes. So these quotes are taken from the little clickbaity bits that we put in each episode description. They're from throughout the year. So I want you to buzz in with the episode title, so the album we were reviewing that this
we've
refers
got no
to.
No hope of that.
I think we can do it. Them actually you will, but we shall see. Yep. We shall see. Okay, starting off with quote one. I'm literally going to be thinking about the lack of D for the rest of the month.
Oh, Quack.
I'm going to give that to James. I think, James, you just beat Will to it. What answer are you going to give?
I've got it wrong now. is it Everything But the Girl by Fuse? Oh, no, other way around. Fuse.
No.
It's...
Okay, what is it?
Will, I'm the host. I get to, you know...
Yeah, but I know what it is.
James, unfortunately, it's not. Will.
It's one of the early ones.
It is one of the early ones.
Higher Lonely Power by Fireworks.
It is Higher Lonely Power by Fireworks. Oh. For a bonus point, can either of you give the context for that quote?
There was a track... Oh, sorry. Should I buzz in? Quack.
No, you can there go.
I don't know what track it was, but there was a track that... We have a conversation and Will said... Oh, isn't that word supposed to have a D at the end? Isn't it supposed to be like past tense or something?
Yeah, it should have been you'd instead of you, right?
It's use.
Something like that.
And I read it as used.
Oh,
it's, yeah. It's the final track on the album. How did it use to be so easy? And yeah, I still question it, you know. In case anyone's wondering, I am still thinking about the lack of D. So, you know, that's going to follow me into the new year. Okay. Question two. Quote, how are there the same number of guitar solos and saxophone solos on this album?
Well.
Will.
Is it Hell Mode by Jeff Rosenstock? I feel like that's wrong.
It is wrong, I'm afraid. James, do you want to give it a go? Give it a guess.
There are a lot of saxophones on tracks this year, a lot of albums. I don't think I said it, but I don't know. Let's just go for Baby Metal. I don't think it is that.
James.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, the other one by Baby Metal. And the quote was said by special guest Matt, which I thought was a bit of a red herring, because I thought it was actually not one of us three who said it. So I thought it would throw you. But James, you score a point. So
finally,
we love to see it. Okay, next question. Quote, It gets 5 funds on the Will's fun scale.
Oh, oh, which one was this?
This was like mid-year.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I can tell you but when yeah, it's from, I know it's mid-year.
Can't think of which album it would have been.
Fun. What was fun?
What was fun?
Struggling to think of anything we reviewed around then.
Quack. I'm going to guess.
James, go for it.
What was it? I Don't Want You Anymore by Cherry Glazer.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Will, do you want to have a guess?
Again, I feel like I'm getting it wrong, but I'm going to go with Fuse by Everything But The Girl.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect. I can't believe you'd forget the album that produced the Will's Fun Scale, which is, of course, That Feels Good by Jessie Ware.
Oh, that makes
an incredibly fun album that, you know, deservedly gets 5 funds on the Will's Fun Scale.
I thought it was going to be something like the album wasn't as good, but it was still fun, but it was just like the album's good and it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going for the same kind of vibe.
It's a banger of an album. And, you know, not to co-opt Will's Fun Scale, but I would give it a good number of funds as an album. Okay, next question. I think you're going to get this one. But James, I want you to...
It's a lot of pressure.
To lock in. You know this. Okay, quote. It's like if you AI generated a turkey vulture.
Well.
Will.
That must be Rats or God again, because we're talking
about turkey vultures. It's the turkey vulture, which has horrifically stayed with me. That weird hybrid creature. Horrifying. That and the car's cross section. Horrible images I will never forget. So what joy to be part of this. But yes. Will, correct. Okay. Final question for this round. Quote, it reminded me of the Sim City soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Will, straight in.
It's Wow by Kate NV.
It is
not. I'm pretty sure I said it.
Wait, is it not? Not. Gosh, the confidence crushed.
It must. No.
Wow, that's embarrassing, Will. I'm going to live with you. That
is embarrassing.
You came in, you were so sure, and I'm afraid it's not. I mean, that's just an example of hubris
Sim
right there.
Sim City. I have a slight memory of this, but I'm not totally sure. Well, I'm not sure at all. I don't know.
Do you want to give it a guess? Give it a guess.
Give it a guess. What albums have we had this year? Jesse Lanza. What Will said earlier.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect. It is, in fact, Strange Disciple by Nation of Language.
Oh, I guess. I think K10V sounds a lot more like the Sim City soundtrack, to be fair.
This is revisionist
just to critique
history.
Previous me.
You know, if you could go back, you're like, actually, if we're ranking the albums in terms of, you know, applicability to being on the Sim City soundtrack.
Will Sim City scale?
Will yeah.
I rank every album with it. How much does this sound like the soundtrack to Sim City 2000?
Yeah, I think that'd be, you know, that'd be strong. Okay, so I mean, I was gonna do a little like tally of the points after each round, but I'm gonna level with you, James. I actually think it's quite upsetting for you if I read that out. So I'm gonna level you. It all hinges for you on this next round, the final round, which I have termed Music Mastermind. So this is just general music questions based on music trivia of 2023. So
of the albums we've listened to, or is it just in general?
No, this is just general trivia. So you don't have to remember anything that you did. You just need to have
James,
vaguely...
who hates the podcast, James, could do much better at this. Really.
James, the podcast's biggest hater. You might actually, you know, score some points with this one. But, you know, we'll see. Okay, Are we ready?
Yes.
Question one. Music power couple Beyoncé and Jay-Z jointly hold the record for the most Grammy nominations, with both artists receiving multiple nominations at the 2023 awards. How many nominations in total have they each received?
Back. Can I buzz in, or is it just closest?
You can buzz in.
I'll buzz in with no idea. eight.
Eight. This is all time, isn't
this is
it?
This is in total of all time, each of them.
Oh, I thought you said this year. Okay.
No, so they both received multiple nominations.
Have another guess, because that's
they both
insane.
Received multiple nominations this year, and they now are joint record holders for the most Grammy nominations of all time.
What did they even have nominations for this year?
Things. I just can't remember.
But like, Renaissance last year? I feel like that was older.
Jay-Z, I think Jay-Z featured on a couple of things.
Oh.
I have like, I don't know how much they get nominated each year. I'll go for 35.
I'm going to give it to whoever is closest.
Yeah.
Okay. So James is saying 35. I'm going to say 41.
Oof.
I can reveal that both of you are way off.
Like 150. Low or high?
Like low. So Will, you are closer, but I'm reluctant to give it to you because the answer is actually 88 each.
That is a lot.
Wait, 88 each?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing in total.
In total for each of them, they hold the joint record. As in, they both have the same number of nominations.
And they both have 88. They so both in total, have 88. They've got 176.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's mad that they've both got one so many and two the exact same amount.
I know. It's wild. And also, what's her name? Is it Blue Ivy? Doesn't she have a nomination? Have I made this up?
I obviously don't know enough about awards because, I don't have any context really of that. For that. If Blue Ivy has a nomination, then I would have never got it. I guess there's like, is there a dance category, like choreography thing?
Okay, so she...
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Won a Grammy Award for Best Music Video for Brown Skin Girl. So if you're wondering, whether you're doing okay in life, you're not, because Blue Ivy already has a Grammy. And her parents each have 88 nominations. So, something to aspire to, I guess. Will, you get that point, but...
It's a hollow victory.
It is a hollow victory. I don't want to, diminish your joy at getting a point, but it's, you need to brush up on your Grammys knowledge, the two of you.
88 each, that's mad.
I know. It's actually, like, I can't really fathom it. I'm like, that's just so much. Okay, question two. Glastonbury's 2023 lineup included a set on the pyramid stage from The Churn-Ups, which was later revealed to be the secret code name for which band?
Well,
Will.
Foo Fighters.
Correct. Well done.
Because Dave Grohl was on the train. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that as well.
Yeah. I do think if you had a band and you had to have then like a pseudonym band name, I just don't know if I'd go for the Churn-Ups. I just think I'd go really offbeat, like completely wild. But then I also don't know what I'd call like a band anyway, let alone
the thing
a pseudonym.
Is if you need a secret alias, you need something that people aren't going to question.
Yeah, that's why my secret alias name is Amelia Jones, because it's really straightforward.
I thought it was going to be an anagram, so I was trying to rearrange those letters, but it doesn't rearrange the Foo Fighters like at all. Not even sure there's any letters in common.
Well, there's the S. Yeah, I did. I once had a dream that I was in a band, and our band name was Soya Milk, Please. And I woke up and
Oh, that's a great name.
I was like, God, I should start a band just to use that name. I was like, I'd get the hipsters in.
What was the punctuation like?
So
no punctuation.
No. Soya Milk,
comma,
and
an exclamation mark.
Soya Milk, comma, Please.
Exclamation mark or...
There wasn't an exclamation mark, but I'd be open to the to workshopping it with an exclamation mark because I feel like that would be fun.
It's a bit more anger.
It's got a little bit of spice.
You could also go Soya Milk, exclamation mark, Please, question mark.
Ooh.
Please?
Please? God, this is actually... Wow, this is really... Guys, I think we have to start a band purely to use this name.
Maybe next year, we'll, instead of doing reviews, we'll just... Every week, we'll workshop a band and their brand.
See, I think it's...
Oh, and that's a great title for the podcast.
Oh, I actually really think
And then we'll just
that.
Take a 10% royalty off of anyone who actually uses one.
Yeah, we could do the whole
thing. I have just checked. There's no band called Soya Milk, Please, already.
Right.
So
there
we go.
We've got it. We're in. Tune in to future episodes of the podcast for more bands. Okay. Question 3. Daisy Jones and the Six offered a new spin on cast recordings and soundtracks this year, with the TV adaptation of the best-selling book becoming a hit success for both the show and its accompanying album. But which famous artist's granddaughter played the titular role of Daisy?
Ow.
Will.
She's Elvis Presley's granddaughter, isn't she?
She is. Do you know her name?
Riley Keough or something like that.
Keough.
There you go.
But yes, correct. She is Elvis's granddaughter. And fun fact, a couple of the songs from that album made my Spotify Wrapped. So that just gives a little insight into, I guess, like March me. Absolutely chaining that album. Still slaps, actually. Okay.
A good album.
It is a good album. Okay. Question 4. James, you've got to step this up. Okay.
Oh, you want me to try? I try.
Two questions before the end. Now the gloves come off.
Now he's like, wait, I'm getting ready.
I'm locked in.
Okay. Question 4. The UK fell dramatically from the heady heights of second place in Eurovision 2022 to second last in Eurovision 2023. Which London-based pop star had the dubious honour of representing the UK this year?
I saw her performance and it was so unmemorable. Completely forgotten. I have no idea what her name is.
Can we get a clue? Can we get like initials?
Okay, I'll give you initials just because, Will, you're right, the performance was shockingly unmemorable. So I don't blame you for not knowing. Okay, the initials are MM.
James, it seemed like you had an idea. Go on.
No, I'm just making up words in my head, names in my head. Miriam Michelle.
Incorrect. Will, do you want to have a guess?
Michaela Movember.
I kind of wish it was.
Mandy May.
James, I'm going to give you half a point because her name is May Muller.
Muller.
You know, like the yogurts? Right, but anyway, May Muller.
I'll take the half point.
You get a half point, James.
Whatever I can get.
I don't know if necessarily you deserve it, but I'll give it to you anyway. It was May Muller with I Wrote a Song, and it was, yeah, I don't want to say bad. That feels harsh. But like
she did, in fact, write a song.
She did write a song, and I kind of wish she'd written a better one. But, you know, it is what it is. Bring on Eurovision 2024. Okay, question 5. The last question I think we might know who's won this anyway, but maybe I should do winner takes all.
Last question, 10 points.
Last question, winner takes all.
Okay.
Unless it's Will, then.
Unless it's Will, and then it's just like back to just like normal points. We don't want to, you know, make this embarrassing. Okay. This one, I thought I'd end on a nice one because this is recent in the trivia space. Okay. So, final question. Wham's Last Christmas finally topped the charts this year, 39 years after its release. But many players of the game Whamageddon, where listeners try to avoid the song before Christmas, had the game ruined at a football match between which two teams?
Whack.
James.
I'm pretending I know this. Fulham and Liverpool.
Incorrect on both counts. Will, do you want to have a guess?
Tottenham and Brighton.
Incorrect again. My gosh. Unfortunately, neither winner has taken it all. In a way, I wonder if this means that I win. I like to think it does. the actual answer is Nottingham and... No, not Nottingham. Oh, my God. Northampton and Portsmouth.
Well, there you go. You got it wrong as well.
Northampton. Northampton's DJ destroyed it. And everyone was really angry.
There is a weird hate for that song in particular. I imagine because it was just like everywhere in the 80s. And it's kind of whatever. But I don't understand why there's like... People have... It's like Comic Sans. People have like a weird like collective hatred for this one thing that they shouldn't care about.
I think there's...
I find it really odd.
There is... A part of me understands because when you work like retail at Christmas, you hear the same like five songs. That's one of them. And also Mariah, All I Want for Christmas. Like, and that like will destroy you when you're working like a 10-hour shift and that's all you hear on loop. But I do think it's gotten out of hand. And I'm like, the fact remains that it is unfortunately a banger. And like, if you can't recognize that, like, I'm sorry, but you need to reassess because it's a great song.
I may be desensitized now, but I feel like I didn't hear it as much this year. But maybe I've just, you know, it's just always in the background in my head. So it's just background sound to me.
Just the background sound of Christmas. That and Michael Bublé. Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, it's December. Okay, so...
Oh, congratulations, Will.
Yeah, I'm loving you. Will, you stormed that. I'm very impressed. James... You could have done worse.
I need to revise.
So.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
I suppose this really just proves that Will, you know, is more invested in the podcast than you are, James.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, thanks both for playing. It's been an honour to host.
Yeah, thanks for making it. It was a good quiz. Great questions.
Yeah.
I think we have to steal some of those rounds for next year.
I do. I will say that as much as I've, you know, crushed you, James, with my comments there, I do think I'd have done worse than you if I'd had to answer.
No, I don't think that's the case. No.
So I was like, it's quite nice being able to just ask the questions because then there's not the pressure of me having to try and actually know the answers and battle against Will and his seemingly endless knowledge.
Obviously not about Beyonce and Jay-Z, though. He needs to revise that.
You do need to revise that. Although, yeah, I will say, I was shocked.
I'll learn all of my Beyonce facts.
You learn all of the Grammy stats.
You'll be like, who won Best New Artist in, like, 1992? I'll be right on it. I'll know exactly who won that. I'll know all of the nominees. Nice, 150 episodes done.
Nailed it. Maybe you should make a speech, Will.
Speech.
I want to thank my parents and my loved ones for supporting me through this. I want to thank all of the podcast hosts for keeping the train rolling. And mostly I want to thank all of the artists who we've given less than positive reviews to in the past for, one, creating some of our most listened to episodes for some reason, but also for putting up with us saying what we think.
That was a beautiful speech, Will.
Right, we'll be back next week with a final roundup of 2023. As we're recording this now, the year hasn't quite finished yet. But next week we'll be talking about the year as a whole, and then after that, we'll be getting into reviews for 2024.
It's terrifying. I don't feel like 2024 is real.
It does feel like a fake year, doesn't it? Even 2023 feels a bit fake. 2022
feels like a year. Do you know what I mean? 2023, I'm like, yeah. I don't trust that. 2024, I'm like, that's straight up, that's an AI year. Yeah. That's not real. Like,
it's like one of the years you would jokingly put in your like school book back in primary school.
Yeah, you're like, in the future, when
like,
we're on
that's
the moon.
Way in the future. That's, yeah, I'm never going to be alive then.